You know his
Blog
problem?
Talk Radio.
I go hard, erect, surrounded in brigettes. My life need a set, I direct there in the soundtrack. Sipping on some Malbec, where you get that style from? Let me get my style back. Never been camera shot, mug shots, no fading high. Tater on the barrel, turn your ass to potato pie. Favorite letter in the alphabet, a G. My favorite rapper that I wanna see is me. You can't compete, I'm out your league. Check your receipt, the dick ain't free, yeah. Okay, on my fourth protect, stuntin' on my ex, give her everything except another chance and respect, y'all.
Tryna duck my ex, count a honey checks, tonight I'ma flex, rollie no protect, give me the protect, I'm a 40 in a tech,
Yeah, I know we just signed the deal, but I need my advance on the next one too. They know I'ma be around. Yeah, I need it.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me, I buy the tires for you. This game is different, you only get one shot when niggas go file on you. Man, fuck them all. Man, we want it all. Don't get too involved. We gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big
really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team.
Man, what a time to be alive. I'm drinking lean. They thought I'd die. I run with kidnappers. I'm talking about kidnappers. I'm talking about murdering niggas. I'm talking about carjackers. You just a battle rapper. I'm an official trapper. Niggas be driving subliminal, nigga. They did some jibber jabber. We take a melee yeller, then we fill it with red forever, ever. These niggas so jealous, jealous. Man, these niggas get scared, they tell it, tell it. I fuck a check up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine, I got rings, I got reds like Serena. All of my rings, Aquafina, my bitch Aquafina. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. I'm fresh out the stove, but I'm not out the cleaners. Who keep a skull, cause these niggas, they
lose. Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
Hey now, you're an all-star. But the bitches you be with, they all subpar. But the bitches you be with, they be cock-blocking. Hope you put the kids to sleep, they be cock-blocking. You can really get this meat, get this hot sausage. And I'm way too rich to beef, I just buy a body. And I really kick my feet up, and that's not karate. Yeah, I really kick my feet up, let a thot massage him. Where your ass was at when I was with the hot boys? Probably watching ball the block and eating popcorn, yeah. Where your ass was at? You was in the drought, boy. I was probably at the fight bringing out Floyd. Said she love me cause I'm laid back, she out gone. I was just a track, pockets fat like Samoan. I just told my goons I got it, I just waved them off. I just told Tunchi I got it and he said of course. Lose my mind the only time I ever take a loss. I work too hard for taking off, I'm taking off. Really about to see a billion of my arms reach. Sleep on a hammock in the middle of two palm trees. My neighbors can't sleep, all they hearing is them car screams. My bitch can't sleep, all she hearing is them car keys. I'm just stepped out and I'm way too tired to talk, please. I'm just stepped out and I'm way too tired, I'm yawning. Yeah, where your ass was at when I was 15 in the Porsche? Where your ass be at when we be popping all these corks? Where your ass be at? Know you problem with them dorks. I'm probably with some bitches that be popping pills and snort. Diamonds in my mouth, no Swarovski. I'm hitting notes with the pistol, ooh, I'm off key. In the money, coming Godspeed. I'm moving slowly, it's a turtle lark far heat. From the treasure chest inside was a heartbeat. And Katrina had us hustling out of RV. We had to stash and steal ball Steve Harvey. We had to stash and steal ball Steve Harvey. And we set a nigga up like E-Harmony. And your bitch plain nigga and your car cheap. And we leave your brain right there on your broad cheek. And we leave some stains right there on your offspring. And the purple rain right here in the soft drink. Yeah, the purple rain right here in the soft drink. And it fight the pain, nigga, like a heart strength. And we don't complain, nigga, and we don't blame. And he dumb as hell and I swear it's his own thing. I think he run with 12 and I think it's so squad link. I be so underwhelmed cause I swear it's so style weak. I'm moving slow as hell but the money coming Godspeed. I'm moving slow as hell but the money coming Godspeed. I just told her put some nigga, call your hands for a nigga. I just stole on a nigga, mid-sentence nigga. Fiend searching in a haystack for syringes, nigga. Dope man, got him flipping like some ninjas, nigga. Got him tweaking, got him lurking, got him cringing, nigga. Ooh, that's some symptoms, nigga. I can prevent them, nigga. Split a nigga, hit in two, that split decision, nigga. Been to hell and back and back in mint condition, nigga. Feel like heaven when the racks return to spender, nigga. Feel like heaven's only lacking your attendance, nigga. Feel like stuntin', drop the tops and out the windows, nigga. Toss out your demo, I ain't even like your intro, nigga. I just went Kimbo with this tempo, un momento, nigga. You know my MO, nigga, spit that AMMO, nigga, black. I asked my ceilings where your ass was at. So all my ceiling fans, I'm back, they pushed their album back, fuck.
We've been on a tragedy for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills. We've been on a tragedy for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah.
Time. Many other brothers love you, but this pleasure is mine. It's no pressure for us to say that I love you from now. So fuck that cover shit, I just wanna be comfortable now. For real, who you loving, who you wanna pull up with? Who don't care who you dating, long as you care and you trust me. I'm trying to hear all your problems so I can lighten the load. No, you not fighting alone, cause I'm protecting you from it. So chill, life hard and ex-lovers is like scars. Cause it stopped hurting, but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club with voicemail. On third rings, fucking
me
up. So I don't trust.
Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills. We've been on a tragedy for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah. Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills.
Look, okay, they switch up on you, I'm gonna stay the same, yeah. I pull up on you, then put it in with patience. I'm good where we got it without no expectation. What good is the title when shawty been away? Yeah. Let me illustrate ya, let my tongue repaint ya. It's already wet, have you had a brainstorm? Everywhere niggas take you, just know to my face, girl. Modify your energy so your bank and your skin glow. Max feel, let it fly, I be up and there a lot. Just to show you I don't care, go wear it to that nigga out. We don't share our whereabouts or the gossip, the hood love. That's supreme confidence, if we good, that's good enough.
We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me? Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills. We've been on a tragedy for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah. Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills. How about that? I'm tired of making up and falling out. Wanna be the nigga you're calling out. I pick your body up when you're down and out.
Working hard to the max. Can't and I never ever fall back. I'm in my Birkin, nigga. Run up, we murkin, nigga. I got some shooters, they ready to ride. I send them, they lurkin, nigga. I'm in my Birkin, nigga. Run up, I'm murkin, nigga. I got some shooters, they ready to ride. I send them, they lurkin, nigga. Bitch, from New York, bitch, I'm from New York.
Jump in the crowd, they can say we wild. I fell in love with the crowd, they fell in love with the crowd. Bow, 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 bow. Attention, move around with a vengeance. Bow, bow, bend them, throw it down, offend them. Hey, 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 I'm with the demons and henchmen. We can't wait until we see it's a victim. Give me the money, I need them itches. Them niggas know when I see them, it's different. I know you're out to my finger twitching. Leave them lifted.
Got 52 shots in his back, but a nigga won't let up. XD and nigga to him, parole, Beretta. Ruffle them feathers, I leave him dead. I got that bitch sucking on my chest. I whip the rules, yeah, we do it better. I got the hoes like I'm Hugh Hefner. Bitch, I'm a dog, I'm a blue devil. One dip, anemic, skinny, it's reading. Burkhead, I'm geeking. Shit turn me to a demon. Bad bitch named Bree-Bree, nice, but Trishy. She want me to breathe it. I'm like, nah, bitch, you sneaky. I make it rain on whoever. I make it rain at whoever. Nigga, I put in pain. I'm the shooter and the driver, and I rock all of your frames. Crush the paper, fry the two. Put an eighth to my split, bro. Get in my zone, hop on the road. Smoke it up to the face.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. How y'all doing out there? I gotta set up these chats real quick, these lives. Let me get at it. All right, I'm live. About time. Monday, I couldn't go live on the Instagram, but I'm live now, so that's good. I'm live on everything, so we popping. Oh, shit. Okay, YouTube's still going live. All right, I'm live now on YouTube. All right, peace to the gods. What's up, what's up, what's up? Solar Child says, I'm supernatural. I am. I feel you. I'm a human, man. I'm regular. I'm regular. We got a upcoming webinar. Jonah Bay presents David Jose. It's going to be on child support enforcement. It's $400. Ain't no price you can put on getting your kids back from these people. Have to make sure this man gets paid well for presenting this information for y'all. Y'all want more information, it's at jonahbay.com. It's May 8th, so next weekend, it'll be jumping off next weekend. Hold on, let me make sure it's next weekend. I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah, it's next weekend. Next weekend, we're going to have it. Hopefully more of y'all will join, man. I presented this to y'all because so many of y'all was having problems with these people. But, shit, only one person bought a ticket. I don't understand what's going on. But I'm still going to do it regardless. Most people, when I do webinars, they buy tickets at the last minute. I don't know why. They always do. But I'm still going to do it so we can get it filmed and make a a DVD for y'all to get at it. Maybe y'all just don't have the money at the time. You see what I'm saying? But, yeah, well, I'm going to make sure it gets spread far and wide, this information. But anyway, welcome to Consultation Wednesday. This is where I do question and answers for all y'all's questions on the processes and any other questions y'all have. Make sure, you know, I'm doing my part to answer y'all's questions because, and I do it for free. This is why I don't like people asking me questions on Instagram or Facebook and all that. I won't answer them. I won't answer them in my email because I'm like, yo, I get on the radio for y'all to ask me the questions live, get other people to hear it so that they can learn from it too. And the whole nine. But we're going to finish our discussion that we were having Wednesday on the Declaration of Independence and the problems they were having with the crown, with the British people, the brutish Moors. Same problems we're having today. The same people have stripped you from your rights that were guaranteed to you by God. And what's your solution? What is the solution to these people stripping your rights? All you got to do is go into y'all's state's constitution. I'm going to say it again. A state's constitution is the constitution for the republic. If y'all want the republic back, y'all must use republic law. The republic law or the state's constitution. Okay? I want y'all to know that. And boom, let me go into it, get ready for it to load up. They give you all the solutions, but don't worry. Even if you can't figure it out yourself, I'm about to do affidavits and everything for y'all. And all y'all going to have to do is going to be templates. All y'all going to have to do is sign your name on the dotted line and send them out to your legislative. Now, a lot of people, I sent them the notice. A lot of people was asking me, yo, Jonah, who I send these to? The legislative. Google legislative body of Georgia, legislative body of whatever state you're in. Google your governor. Google your attorney general. Right? Google your commissioner, and you tell them. That's what the Constitution do. It tells you to tell your legislative body what to do, what to change, what you don't like. And if we do it in mass numbers, it will get done. It don't even take that many mass numbers. If I got 500 people, that's enough to change anything. Y'all want to shut down DMV? Y'all don't want no driving laws? You want the driving laws to only pertain to trucks? And that's what it was meant for. People that was driving trucks, commerce. You don't want it to pertain to the people in their private vehicles? You make it known. Anything that you don't want, you demand from the legislator. That's what the state's constitutions tell y'all to do. Y'all know it's going to work because, hold on, let me go to an injunction. Let me go to an injunction real quick. I'll read to y'all what I put into the injunction. Of course, I'm the creator of the injunction. And it puts you on the do not detain list. I've been driving 20 years, no license. 20 years, no problem. I always get stopped because I drive them fly-ass cars, Lambos, Aston Martins, Porsche, Bentleys, shit like that. That's the cars I drive, right? So, you know, young black nigga in a car like that, they want to stop you. I get stopped. It only lasts for maybe 2 minutes, if that. So I gave them the constitutions. I'm going to read two sections for it just so you know what I'm talking about. And I said, my unalienable rights protected by the 1877 Georgia Constitution as ratified without subsequent amendments and 1877 Bill of Rights, right to travel, has been violated in the past. That's number one. Number two, my unalienable rights were violated, protected by the 1877 Georgia Constitution as ratified without subsequent amendments and the 1877 Bill of Rights paragraph, I want to say 16, the right of the people to be secured in their person, house, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued except upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place or places to be searched and the persons and things to be seized, violated in the past. Right? And I said, and take further notice. I demand for you to put the name Scott Jonah John, doing business as Jonah John Scott, and my property on the do not stop, do not detain list for Georgia and all other states. I reserve all my rights protected by the above said Georgia Constitution and don't waive any part of my rights. Abide by your oaths to it. I also have a $9 billion lien on the name that are my property, and there will be a charge of $9,000 and up dollars against you and your agencies or contractors, which this is your contract where you agree to pay this amount to me, Jonah John Bay, in the name of Jonah John Scott for a trespass of my unalienable rights protected by the 1877 Georgia Constitution. See, did y'all hear that? I didn't ask them. I demanded them to do it. And that's what they did. That injunction didn't work for just me. It worked for a million people. A million people have done the injunction already in every state. A million people are on the do not detain list. The same way we demanded them to put us on the do not detain list, we could demand them to change any other law. Because that's what the Constitution tells you to do, the state Constitution. Now, I know what y'all saying. Oh, Jonah, the federal Constitution is supreme law of the land. No, where'd y'all get that from? If you read the Federal Constitution Supremacy Clause, it says all contracts, treaties, laws that was entered into it before the adoption of this Constitution is as valid as it was before the adoption of this Constitution and is the supreme law of the land. That's what it says. That's what it says. So anything that existed before the creation of the U.S. Constitution is superior to it. And I assure you, Georgia's constitutions existed because Georgia is one of the original 13 states in the Declaration. That's why I did the Declaration for y'all Monday, so y'all could see where I'm going with it, so y'all could understand what I'm saying to you, right? And it ain't what I'm saying. It's what the law is saying to you. It is written. That's what it is, right? So let's go into this Constitution, Bill of Rights, 1877 Georgia Constitution. Paragraph 1. All government of right originates with the people, is founded upon their will only, and is instituted solely for the good of the whole. Public officers are the trustees and servants of the people, and at all times amenable to them. Public servant trustee. Trustee means they have to follow the trust indenture. The trust indenture is this Constitution. I want y'all to read the definition of servant, because I don't know if y'all really get what a servant is. A person who performs duties for others, especially a person employed in a house or domestic duties, as for a personal attendant, domestic help, domestic worker, domestic helper, supporter, follower, slave. Servant has to do what you tell them to do. Y'all got that? You don't need them to acknowledge it. They already acknowledged that they are that when they signed their oath of office. Their oath of office is them signing into the trust indenture, right? That's their actual contract, you know? So, boom, you have to invoke it to control them. The only way to control trustees is through the trust indenture, right? So that's the first thing it said in paragraph one. Paragraph two, protections to persons and property is the paramount duty. The word paramount means the most important, the only duty they have is to protect you and your property, right? When have y'all been telling them they have not protected your property? So you want them to put an injunction on giving you and protection of you and your property and your family personally and demand it. That's what the injunction did. But it's way more you can do with it. It's way more. I've never said the injunction only works for the right to travel. Now, most of y'all go to court, and in court, they be like, oh, you can't defend yourself. Or in court, you ask them for discovery. They like, no, we could only give that to a lawyer. So what does it say? Paragraph four, no person shall be deprived the right to prosecute or defend his or her own cause in any of the courts of this state in person, by attorney, or both. You don't need no damn attorney. You need to start quoting this Constitution if a judge ever says that. And you need to tell that judge, you don't agree with being in an administrative court. 2 weeks ago, I went through the Administrative Act to show you them courts wasn't real. Y'all haven't been shutting it down. Y'all haven't been letting them know that you know this shit is nothing. Nothing but administrative court. I haven't forgotten. I told y'all I'm going to do a template for y'all to give into the court immediately saying that you will not accept their administrative courts. You know what I mean? Because their administrative courts is operating under color of law. It's not real, right? And it's going to be a real simple template. A real simple template. It's going to discuss the Constitution and discuss that you don't have to be in an administrative court. You see what I'm saying? It's that simple. You know? And, but it's going to do mad shit. It's going to do mad shit. You got to let them know their own laws that you don't have to do it. Did you know you have to agree to be in their administrative courts? Don't you know their courts goes against the Constitution, the state's Constitution? What I want you to know, you ain't never had to do that. You have to learn your Constitution of the Republic. But, hey, I haven't forgotten. This is Consultation Wednesday. So I'm instead of me running off at the mouth teaching, let me open up the call lines and get some questions. All right, I'm going to 585-328. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
Hey, how you doing, sis?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. I'm so happy.
So you finally decided to call me on the air instead of being a chicken shit?
Whatever. I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money, good health and wealth, and vast amounts of knowledge come to me ASAP and easily.
And to you and your family
and those who are listening.
I think your mama forced you to get on and call it.
Kinda, because I got another question. I know I helped you this weekend, but your mama forced you.
Hey,
word.
I appreciate and I love the gift that you sent me for my birthday. My pocket size. This ain't really a pocket size, but this is the U.S. Constitution and other writings. It has all the foundational documents. Thank you, sis, for sending that to me. She also sent me this great incense holder that I'm burning right now. I'm burning incense. I ain't going to move it and show the people because it's probably going to knock over and burn some shit down. But thank you. And stop being a chicken.
Yeah, we gotta keep you with some good energy, keep you with some knowledge. I know you done read everything on the planet, but
I went to my homeopathic doctor today, and what he said was, I gotta start taking more time to myself. I haven't had time to myself. It's affecting my attitude and energy. So I'm gonna start cutting you motherfuckers off.
Nah, you need to get a secretary. You're going to have to get somebody to take some notes, talk to the people, because we going real hard right now, Jonah. I know it's a lot of people just like me that's going real hard.
I'm taking no time for myself. I'm stressing myself and my body.
Hey, nobody asked you to take on this mission. You knew when you came on this planet what you was coming on this planet for.
My back cracked so bad today, it sounded like a firecracker.
Hey, you just turned 50. You better get that together over there.
I probably need a big woman. I need a big woman to walk on my back and ride. Mm-hmm. He ride me, and then my back would be loosey-goosey.
I'm just saying, big girls, keep contacting me.
Don't be con. I'm just playing. So what's up? What's your question?
So, just a comment, I guess, to keep the flow going with what you was talking about earlier with the Declaration. I like how you incorporate we the people. Like, I don't know, probably a lot of listeners, you know, when you go to court, you know, that's the first thing that's on your documents, like we the people or the state coming against you. But they infiltrators. They not
they
any of those things.
Yes. We are we the people. So even if you are more, you're going to say Jonah John Bay, one of the more, a more, one of the people. Always name yourself the people and say, I don't consume. But don't worry, I'm gonna do the template and I'm gonna give it away for free.
Oh, that's excellent, you know. And that's also opening up the doors for you to establish who you are, you know. For you to, you know, stand on your foundation and stand on your square with all of the paperwork that you put in. And even, you know, with you giving us the declaration and things like that for the trust, you know, opening up your covenant and, you know, telling them that you are the people. Because, you know, they taking people's rights away, you know, people's human rights and all the rest of that stuff. So.
Exactly. So I'm working for y'all, even though a lot of y'all, some of y'all hate me. I don't give a fuck.
You make it look real good.
You need to get out of trouble. Who you gonna call? Not Ghostbuster. You gonna call Jonah?
You gonna call that nigga? All right, Well, my question tonight, I'm working on what you've been talking about in your last webinars with the Warren CD and, you know, getting the director's names with the FOIL. So I filed my FOIL with New York State, and I filed it with the Department of State, and then I filed it with the Department of Finance, because the agents that have my mother's mortgage is a bank. So, you know, hers been, like, traded, like, 3-4 times. Right. So I got a response back from the finance department, and they said that, I'll just say the name of the bank, Chase, it was federally owned, so they don't have any ownership over that. And then I also did one for this other entity that's
supposed to be registered with them.
And that's what I was. Okay, so that was
they're playing games with you. You want to pull out the National Currency Act and and quote exactly what's in the National Currency Act that says they all must be registered with the Comptroller of Currency of that state.
Yeah.
If you don't use their words against them, cut and paste, they're going to act like they don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's what they did.
Yeah. I figure it was some playing of the games, because even how the lady responded to me, like, and now the case is closed. But that shit not closed, because I know I got 30 days to appeal that shit. So,
exactly.
Even in the FOIL law, I think it's Article 6 or something. It also says that, you know, the agents of the state have to give their directors, they got to give how much money is in the little corporation or the little agency or whatever like that. So even in there, it tells you, like what you're saying right now in the Currency Act, that they have to give these things to the state before they actually do business.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, but my second question was, if I can't get it through my state, I was reading that there's two different kind of FOILs. There's one for the state, and then there's one for federal.
It's a FOIA and a FOIL.
Mhm.
And you could do either one, yes.
Oh, okay. And my last question is, I think that this kind of goes into what you were talking about earlier, too, with your injunction, are we still able to use the car trust to create a trust to put up underneath?
Absolutely.
And then you can use that to go down to the DMV and register and all the rest of those things.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I guess something for the newbies too, when you get your injunction.
What people are confused is I gave y'all the car trust before I gave y'all the 9-8 trust. But I did that on purpose because there's too many haters and biters.
Yeah, so when you do it like that, and then you may have, if you get new car or something like that or whatever, you're gonna have to amend your injunction, correct? With your new information on there. So now the sheriff and the governors and all the rest of them.
You can amend it or this is why, if it's in your trust is already under an injunction. So if you put the title in the trust name, it automatically is protected by the injunction.
Oh, okay. All right. I have one more question. If I wanted to open up a business that was doing transportation in the public, and I know that I've heard you talk about LLCs, and if you do LLCs, that makes the state owner of your business.
What would you suggest? A DBA before you go and register that business with the state as a LLC, and you would make the trust the owner of that business. Now, you won't be 100% tax-free, but you'd be mostly tax-free. It all depends on your CPA and how they do the taxes and which tax protections they go for.
Okay, yeah, I was figuring a DBA probably would be the best way to go to make it more private.
You always do a DBA before you give it to the Secretary of State.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jonah, for your time and all the good information that you give us. And I hope you get that back together, brother. And
no
don't
problem.
Let nobody hurt you.
All right. No doubt.
All right. Have a good night. Peace.
Peace to God. Someone wrote inside chat, I found out that the author of the book has died. He has died. What book? He has died since 2018. I don't think you're talking about me. I don't think that was for me. You must have been talking about someone else in the chat, because I have no idea what you're talking about. So I'm going to move on to the next caller. I'm going 636-249. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah, man.
What up, God? How are you?
How you doing?
Wonderful, magnificent,
wonderful, magnificent, great.
Uh-huh.
I say, you beat me to it. Grateful for all the Lord's sons of money, insights, communication with ancestors, the love, the motivation, and all that for all of us, all the listeners, and yourself. Yo, so I wanted to first start off by saying they doing it again. Whenever you call into the show, they dropping the calls. I didn't got dropped like the last two times. I had to go pay for some type of service or whatever to be able to, you know, be able to take the call, be able to call in now. I just forgot to see the call for less sharing or whatever.
Now, they don't do that to no other people's blog talk. Why they do that to mine? It's because of what I'm teaching.
Yeah. Exactly. Big facts. Yeah. So I'm not going to hold the floor too long. So I just wanted to say a couple of questions here. When it comes down to the UCC-1, the UCC-1 for us, when it comes down to the lien, when it says the Align 3 Secure Porting, when it says organization's name, and then it says individual's name, are we going back to the organization's name to put the trust, or are we still using the individual surname?
Because
that's a natural person.
Boom. Everything is owned by the trust. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I just answered your question, but I'm gonna pull it up and answer it even more. But yeah, it's an organization, and your what's the name?
It's organization
is the trust. And you put it as an organization, right?
Okay, so I remember one time I used individual, and I know
it's
the court.
Different, it's different. It's different. When I was having y'all do it before, it was your individual, a.k.a. your Moorish name, was being the owner. Now it's your trust, which is an organization.
Okay, and then in the collateral, we just, you know, refer to the non-UCC. We don't have to put any more than that.
You can put the non-UCC, or you put, if you were in the new webinar I did, you're going to put your promissory note.
Okay. This is not the non-UCC. This is the actual UCC. And so you said...
Oh, yeah. You just named the stuff. Yeah.
Okay. I just put down this non-UCC, and I gave the reference number. I didn't put down non-billion anything. Just put... Okay. All right. And my next question is to change the subject. I'm just curious. I still, you know, trying to further learn, be enlightened through you about why, you know, about Moors, about us. Why? What's the reason behind the Brutus Moors disliking the Moors who represent the eagle?
Okay. It's a simple question. Ask yourself why Luto didn't like Popeye.
Oh, never really watched Popeye.
Yeah. Girl.
Bruce was the big guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was because of olive oil.
Oh, because the female, the lady, okay.
Olive oil represented the melanated woman. It also represented the olive oil in all the spices and all that stuff that we were selling globally. Now, one of the main reasons why they had a beef was, as I told y'all the other night, They paid for all these white people to come over here to repopulate this place, right? And they were extracting everything they could after the out of those white people that lived in the colonies, right? And we shut it down by letting them become independent. We taught them how to become independent.
Okay.
So we fucked with their
economy. That's a salt and change thing.
We interfered with their business. We interfered with their money. So,
well, they was doing a lot of foul stuff anyway. On top of all of that, you know, even worse things, right?
They could do whatever the fuck they want to their slaves.
The pirate thing. Yeah, yeah.
They could do whatever they want to their slaves. Remember, a slave is not what y'all seen in the movie. A slave is an employee. It's a motherfucker working at Walmart. And if that motherfucker want to work at Walmart and get paid what he gets paid, and work overtime, but don't get paid overtime work and shit like that. That's he signed that contract.
Right. Working for a
How you going to get mad at someone giving someone a job, told them what the job description was, he either agree or disagree, he either take the job or not.
No facts. Yep. Hey, appreciate the enlightenment. I'm not going to hold the call line. I know other people got questions. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Peace, God.
Peace, God. Peace, God.
Nowhere does it say anywhere that y'all have to work for these people. Y'all choose to. All right. I'm going to call a 424-281. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing the same. I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great as well. Despise that, the powers that be or whatever that's going on, it's still in effect, the devil's always at work, man, That's why we got to stay at it, keep it moving. But question I had was with the I know this whole thing, man, with this court order, because you already said as far as us claiming our nationality, right, and getting that done and dealing with that. And you already said that the court order was the injunction. So we're going to force them. All right, let me say this, G. Correct me if I'm wrong, G. We only can claim our nationality. No one can claim it for us. Correct?
Right.
Okay. So now, by putting that in the injunction and doing all that and placing everything in there, nationality,
You can put it in your injunction. It's not going to work. The reason why I say it's not going to work is because it has to be in a court of record. Your injunction doesn't go in a court of record. So it's better that you put it inside your trust, which you filed in a court of record down at the county in the real estate records.
Right. Okay, so that'll be on the record. Okay, so then are we going to have to put that in the newspaper and all that other stuff, or no?
Say again?
I said, are we going to have to put that in the newspaper to give notice?
You can put it in court of record. I said, trust, your declaration of trust.
Okay.
It goes into the court of record.
Yeah, it does. Okay. That's simple.
I didn't say that on the newspaper, did I?
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Then why'd you ask me?
Because that really wasn't me. It was just maybe for other people, because some people still may do it. Who knows? But you just said it's a court of record.
I didn't say nothing about no newspaper. If you read the laws on naturalization, it has to be in a court of record. Tell me, when is the newspaper a court of record? It's a record.
No, it's just notice. It's a record, but right. Gotcha. No problem, G.
All right.
No problem. That's peace. That's over and done with now. All right?
Fact.
No doubt. Yeah, God was like, all right, don't complicate stuff. Okay, so now with the with our Express Trust. Now we're having a little. All right. So now we're gonna send them the injunction because they're not honoring the tax. They're still trying to tax the trust.
Right.
So we're gonna hit them with the injunction and enforce that. But at the same time, we're not gonna pay it.
Right.
You always say take the leaf of path of least resistance, but the whole
right.
point is to be tax exempt. So
right.
we're fighting them on that.
Okay.
We're
you
fighting them on that.
Go into your state's constitution, pull out the laws where you can't be taxed, and show them that, and also put down that your trust is a natural person, fully protected by the Constitution. They can't do it. And snitch.
Got
tell
it.
Everyone. Tell everyone.
No doubt. Well, last question, and I'm a yield. Okay, with this webinar coming up with you and David Jose, I have one question.
Sure.
Do you know for a fact, I mean, okay, when you say get the children back, now, what if they're already
there was
186
people who had gotten their children taken away from them. One was even adopted, and another one was supposed to be. He got them back to the rightful families.
Was it? Is it time? It shouldn't be no. It shouldn't be no. The statute of limitations.
Oh, it's gonna be with
so
the kids under 18.
I mean, yeah, the child's under 18. Yes.
Right.
You know. Right. Okay.
When
right.
the motherfucker
right.
turn 18, they grown. They can go anywhere.
Okay, but you're saying when they already got adopted, he can still get the children back. That's what I'm asking.
I'm saying that that's what happened.
Okay, all right. No
now,
doubt, no doubt. All right.
Ain't nothing
you know,
guaranteed.
I've been going through it.
Ain't nothing guaranteed.
No doubt, no doubt.
See, the problem is a lot of y'all want guarantees. But the way it
oh,
is now, if y'all got y'all's kids taken, y'all have no recourse to even try to attempt to get them back. We're giving you a solution.
God, you know, right. Thank you. I mean, it's a little, it finally came, and I'm glad it's here because, you know, I've been with you about this years ago. You know,
no,
I was going to war.
I should have gave y'all what I did, but I played the audio for y'all.
Yeah.
When I was in court dealing with that, with my son. I thought
yeah,
y'all
you
would
did.
Just
I was,
follow.
Yeah.
I thought y'all would just follow what the audio. I didn't know
mm-hmm.
I had to do a webinar and do a template
yeah.
for y'all.
Right, right.
I didn't
right.
know.
Yeah, well, we might have needed a little push, bro. Sometimes, you know.
Yeah, I thought it was
going through a lot, too.
I thought the audio of me in court getting my child, stopping them was enough.
Yeah. Yeah, you had, yeah. But see, but, well, yeah. But see, was the mother involved? If I remember correctly, was she involved or no?
Who?
That's what I'm saying. The mother, the child's mother. We said you were getting your son back, correct?
No, they were trying to take him. They were trying to take London.
Oh, take him. Okay, okay. Got
and you asked me was my girl and my wife. She was there with
okay,
me.
Okay, okay. No doubt. Right, right, right. Oh, I know they're trying to take you from them. From I didn't
they
know
were
that.
Trying to
okay.
take London.
Damn.
That's how.
Right. Yeah, I maybe you said
up.
That.
Putting London and homeschooling.
Right.
I wasn't
right.
having it. It wasn't getting my son.
No doubt. That's peace. Yeah, you did it. You went in and you got him. You
yeah.
got him. That was nice.
Yep,
yeah. We didn't, but see, I, you know, and that was Child Protective Service, right?
Yeah. They call it
yeah,
DFACS
yeah.
here, but that's who they are.
Right. Right, right, right. No doubt. No doubt. Yo, peace to the God. Yo, bro, you keep up the most marvelous work that you do, bro, and your family. You know, peace to them and peace to everybody on the call and everybody. Tell everybody they better put a lien on their vehicle. I know you got the $9 billion lien now. Everybody better lien their vehicles up. I know you say they're in trust, but still got to put a lien on them. All right?
Bro,
peace to the God.
How many times I have
yeah,
to
go ahead.
Y'all keep on making shit complicated. Your trust.
Okay, go ahead.
Is the owner. It already has a $9 billion lien. What the fuck? What you mean? You going to do it twice?
All right, that's peace. All right, say no more, man.
All right,
peace
see
to
you.
God, man.
I'm going to call her 502-644. I mean, even your injunction talks about the $9 billion lien. How many times y'all going, you know what I mean? Talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, whatever.
You got it done. 502-644. Peace to God.
Peace, God.
Peace, God. How are you?
Oh, good, good, good. Magnificent. Oh, appreciate everything you do. I got two questions, one comment. On the $9 lien, the state bus number, how do you get that?
Say what?
The state, birth state, trust number.
The state's trust number?
Yeah, that's what you got in there.
You're going by the original lien, $9 billion lien, right?
Yeah. I got two of them because I got one back when you and Yusef did it.
My dad, 15 years ago, 9 years ago.
What?
You're talking about the claim of lien form.
It was in 2017.
What?
It was in 2017, but I just bought the other one today. Yesterday. I'm getting a lot of feedback.
You are the trust number in 2000. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Hear me well.
Okay.
When people were doing the claim of lien, I didn't have no problem doing it, right? When people behind me started doing the claim of lien, no one would file the claim of lien, no county. The only county that would file it was Lamar County, Georgia.
Right?
Y'all was having so many problems that I decided to change it. And I changed it to the promissory note. That the webinar I just did a couple of months ago, right?
Okay.
I mean, a couple of weeks ago or whatever, right? Now, with the promissory note, it proves your straw man is a debtor to the trust. The trust lent it $9 billion. It has payment plan and all that, right? Now,
okay.
The point of me making that instrument was anyone can file it into any county record, and they have no choice but to accept it because it's a promissory.
Sure.
So I tell you to do that because I could try to remember what I had on that paper by pulling it up on my computer, and chances are they're not going to let you file it no more. Laws have changed. I do not change a process unless I have to.
It's basically the same. You just made a promissory note.
Yeah. And the promissory note cannot be rejected.
Gotcha.
All right. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. When you get stopped, you got the injunction in and everything, and you're dealing with local police, and you tell them to call the sheriff, your rights are being violated. You tell them to call.
I don't tell those cops nothing. They see what's on their computer.
Ah, okay.
And they leave me the fuck alone. Say, you know, sorry for the inconvenience. You have a nice day.
You know what they did? You know where they give you a citation and they put your social security number? No drivers, all that, whatever. But they said when it came back, it was my estate number.
Okay, so you don't have to go to court.
Yeah, because that's a trespass.
You know what I mean? You can send them money that they owe you money.
Yeah.
You do many
of
them.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all ever get tickets. I've never gotten a ticket in 20 years. You know, I just don't understand how y'all doing it.
You know,
I just,
you gonna run into them ones anyway that's gonna try you.
I told you, the real truth is there is no remedy for a racist ass cop. They don't give a fuck what the computer says. They don't give a fuck what their captain say. They gonna do some racist shit.
Yeah.
And that's typically the ones that try to give you a ticket anyway. Shit, they might try to arrest your ass.
Right.
Anything else?
Yeah, okay, yeah, about the comment about Owls and Popeye. My Wiz does belly dancing. And whenever she undulates, turns green. So this black misconception about us, you know about the vibration of green and how we used to vibrate green. In my birth certificate, my mom called me and said I was olive.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to get away from, that's the way to get away from them. You know, that would be a good affidavit because we're not black, but we're olive because of the melanin. Was it Popeye and olive?
We're actually more closer. We're actually closer to what the dictionary said we were of copper color. And you know copper turns the tone of olive as well. The old ones.
Right, right.
We literally range from every range that copper goes through.
Mm-hmm.
But wonderful talking to you, brother. Peace, God.
Peace, God.
All right, I'm going to the next caller, 702-628. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, peace, peace. How we sound, man?
Yo, you sound wonderful.
All right, thank you, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you, man.
You got a real phone. You ain't got one of them busted phones. That's not T-Mobile. That's not T-Mobile. That ain't Netflix. That's a real service you got right there.
Hey, I ain't no front, man. I'm gonna keep it 100, man. Hey, it's a bootleg, off market. You know, it's just a regular little phone, man. But I got good service in this area where I'm at.
Hey, that shit working. That shit got full coverage, y'all.
Hey. But look, man, look, hey, number one, man, hey, man, don't take some time to yourself, man. You need it. You deserve it, man. You've been giving yourself to the people, man, for a long time, man. And you're real ones, man. We understand. We're going to miss you. We're going to talk a little shit about you. But, you know, you got so many shows in the archive, man. It's like we got access to you, you know?
Right.
But, I'm another individual, man. I had to, me and my homeboy, I got a homeboy from Compton, man. I got him rocking with you. Man, we had to change, we had to add this little package to our phone plan just to be able to call you. Just to be able to call us off. Yeah.
My listenership has went down because of that. They've been doing that. Even if you call them from a cell phone, they talk about they're going to charge you 1 cent. A minute to listen to my show.
Yeah.
You can listen to you said
just
shit.
To listen to myself.
You can listen to other people's shit. But my shit
exactly.
Costs. And I'm like, yo, they making money and they ain't even breaking me off.
Hey, matter of fact, hey man, that's a lawsuit, man. Let's go get that ass.
You know, even YouTube and all that, like Facebook cuts the feed every week. The only recording I have of the shows is on YouTube. I have to take the YouTube and paste it onto Facebook. You know what I mean? Kills my numbers. They say I don't get so many numbers. They're lying, but they doing everything. And I'm like, I'm not even monetized at all, so why y'all fucking with me? I don't make no money off of y'all.
Man, you know what it is. You know what it is. Do you,
understand because everything I teach is right here on the internet. You Google it, it's right there. I don't teach out of no manuals, no nothing. Which, by the way, for all of y'all on the radio, blog radio, did y'all see, I put the picture of the book, Masonic book I was reading from the other day. I put it up there so y'all could try to get that book. Someone in Instagram was like, yeah, you on that bullshit. What do you have to substantiate America was Egypt, the ancient Egypt of the Bible? I said, yo, man, just go to read When Rocks Cry Out by Horace Butler. It's all over the place. I told him to look up the Burrow Caves of Illinois and see the pharaohs that was buried right there in Illinois. It's so much information about this is the real Egypt, and the Mississippi is the Nile. And they destroyed all the pyramids that was up and down the Mississippi to hide it from y'all. Y'all just don't understand. What?
Yeah, I heard about them, says, them pyramids down south.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But even the first pyramids I heard about that was right here was the ones in Arizona.
Man, there's mounds, and under the mounds is actual pyramids. They're telling you it's a mound, but they put dirt on top of it.
You know what I mean?
It says, but at the time, Egypt and the continent of America was one and the same. In America, rediscovered in the 15th century and repopulated in the 17th, was recovered Egypt and the Promised Land and the land of the constellation of Ego. Now, y'all believe the Masonic shit when it comes to everything else, but when it was talking about America being Egypt, y'all won't act like y'all don't believe it no more. You know what I mean?
Y'all act like they don't believe.
Y'all pick and choose what y'all want to believe. It's like y'all don't want to be great.
Hey, man, a partner of my, one of my player partners told me, man, he's an OG. He told me that ignorance is at an all-time high in this country.
Okay, let me read this question real quick. I have a friend who has been in court for about 3 to 4 years fighting the grandmother for his child. His mother is in jail. Do you think the webinar would benefit him? Absolutely. The webinar, get him to have his kids. Tell him he needs to get on that webinar. All right,
yeah,
go ahead.
That up-and-coming webinar with the brother Jose.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, real quick, man, do you intentionally keep your comments turned off for YouTube?
Yes.
Okay, okay. But,
You're talking about YouTube, right?
Yeah, because I know, because your the comments always turned off, you know?
I was getting too many haters and government workers talking shit, and so I just said, fuck it. I just want y'all to listen. I don't want no comments. Listen, if I was monetizing.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's
smart. If I was monetizing, I would need it open so the algorithm would, you know, give me credit for all of that shit, the likes, the dislikes, the subscriptions and all that. I ain't monetizing. I don't need no comments. Fuck you.
Hey, man. Hey, you keep it. You keep it simple, man. The path of least resistance, man.
Right. See, and another thing that people don't know: if you got a YouTube channel and someone says crazy shit in your comments, it can get you demonetized and they'll block your channel, YouTube. So this way, doesn't
just
get
somebody
because there's no comments.
Okay, so that's another way to protect yourself. So anybody can come in and say some crazy shit in the comment section and you get affected.
Yes. Ain't that some bullshit?
That's some bullshit at its finest.
Right.
At its finest. Matter of fact, did I hear you say a couple of weeks ago, always keep a copy of the injunction in your car?
I don't.
Okay. I think I might have misunderstood you then. Okay.
I don't. You can. I don't. I don't do nothing.
Hey, look, this is what I wanted to ask you. Hey, and it's kind of crazy. Hey, man, I be wanting to get pulled over sometime, man, just to, you know. I be telling myself, I'm like, man, stop thinking like that. You don't want to wish no bad on you.
Right.
Hey, because I smoke, got my injection in on their ass.
Right.
This is what I wanted to ask you, man. You know, after that assassination attempt, you know what I'm saying, with the COVID 19, mm-hmm. right? What was you taking, man? Like what kind of herbs and minerals, man, that gets
ooh,
your lungs? I
took so much shit, it ain't even funny. Like even now, I'm taking black walnut and wormwood.
Okay, I just recently heard about that black walnut too.
Uh huh. And I'm also taking what is it called? What's in this shit? It's cinnamon and what's the main compound? Shit. I just can't remember. Chromium and cinnamon mixture. Yeah, so I stay up on the herbs. That's why I go to my homeopathic doctor so he can tell me what my body's missing, and I take the herbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm. I went today.
So, I mean, but you still rocking with that moringa or what? Because I heard you speak so good
moringa,
about that moringa.
Moringa is just part of my regular life. You know what I mean? See, right here,
okay.
You see me in the show, I was drinking my hibiscus flower, and it has apple cider vinegar in it, and it has the moringa. That's just my normal. I drink tea every day, all day long. It's
I thought
in
you
were
drinking some wine. I thought you were drinking some wine. You was
right,
just
right? No, it's flowers. It's flowers and shit. It's flowers.
Hey, well, look, hey, man, every time you put on the fly ass suit like that, man, you deserve a glass of wine.
Oh, man. I rarely don't drink wine. Hold on 1 second. I dropped some stuff on my computer.
Man, stop dropping stuff, man.
Man, you made me show you that shit, and it still has some liquid. Came out that glass and poured on the computer.
Oh, shit. You got to hurry up and get that up, man. We don't need no technical issues over there. They already putting it through the ringer, man, charging people extra to call in. And, hey, and they be dropping me a lot, man. I be calling in.
No, you will pay, and they'll still drop that ass, man. What kind of shit is that?
Hey, man, they be dropping me like a motherfucker, man. Shit. Hey, God,
yeah,
love you to life, man. I want
purpose,
you to live
man.
Forever, my nigga.
They be
fucking with
me. Yeah, they stay fucking with me. It's all right, though. They don't want y'all to learn the laws of the Republic and use them.
Hey, but that's how you know. That's proof positive that you're doing the right thing, that you're doing what you're doing is effective. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Facts.
Like, man, I, man, they can't stop the movement. Can't stop the movement, man.
All right, then. Wonderful talking to you. I'll move on to the next caller. We only got 10 minutes left. Peace, God.
Peace, God. I'm listening, man. Do what you
want. I'm going to 347-422. Peace to the God. Peace. I cannot make this shit up. This nigga sleep, yo. Snoring his ass. Ooh-wee. I know he ain't got no wife. Man. Wow. I'm going to 202-251. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Joe. That's good. Go to my...
Oh, my Rock God.
I was tired. My man tired, boy.
He probably worked all day, man. He probably worked all day, you know, slaving for these crackers, man. If he had a black boss, you know the black boss really was whipping that ass with the whip talking about work, work, work. Hurry up, nigga. Work.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I guess I don't feel so bad now because I know how that brother feels, man.
You can't make this shit up.
Boy. Okay. So I had a comment first. Comment was about the Constitution that you were going over.
1877.
It's like as many times as I've looked over the Constitution.
Right.
But I've never heard what the actual grievance was till yesterday. And I got my congressional record, so it's right in me. I'm like, because it has the Declaration of Independence,
all the beefing that we're doing today is the same shit.
It's exact same stuff.
Exact same shit. This is not new. How many times are y'all gonna fall for it? Is the question.
Yeah, I was gonna say the thing is we gotta wake up. So that, and I guess
the problem ain't waking up. I would say the problem is us falling asleep. Because when they got the Constitution done, they all knew what it was, right? They didn't fuck with them.
Mm-hmm.
They waited to about 2-3 generations after them. And then start doing their bullshit again.
Yeah, and like now, most folks are just looking to be entertained. And I mean, right to the point where they're supposed to be gathering information. They're using the TV to get their information.
Blame us individually with our families. We're not teaching our kids the Constitution, the Declaration, all of those things I go over on this show. We're not teaching it to our kids. If our grandparents, great-grandparents and all that would have taught that, they couldn't have never did what they're doing now.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. Yeah.
So
I think even the Declaration of Independence and the little Constitution I got in the handbook, it doesn't go over the grievances like we did yesterday either. That whole section is just omitted.
You know what making me laugh? You keep on saying yesterday. You know that shit wasn't yesterday, right?
Monday. Yeah, exactly.
How old your ass?
Man, I thought.
How old you?
Boy, that's just straight tired.
Hey, bro.
Man.
I know. Start calling your kids different names of the other kids and shit.
It's like, y'all know who I'm talking to. Come here.
That's season. I'm seasoned.
Okay, so now that leads me to my question because of the points that you brought up yesterday. And I guess
saying yesterday.
I mean,
you
Monday.
Thinking I do a show Tuesday.
Okay, let me get that correct. On Monday. Okay,
yeah.
So now I'm dealing with the medical, I'll just call it the medical information that we're getting. Now, there is data that shows there are treatments that work for this so-called thing, this pandemic that's been going on. And because our governors and other people are suppressing the information and they're targeting us.
That's why I'm writing these affidavits and all that to shut that. We going to attack them all. I want it done and spread around in all 50 states. Yeah. Built on the
right.
That's what we have to stop this new world order shit.
Right. I had to hit some friends. They're in a different country, but they were dealing since I think most 20% of the folks there got vaccinated. But since
I think they're lying. They're saying 20% of Americans got vaccinated. And I'm saying the only ones that got vaccinated is the people who had to do it for work.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I just heard the other day that they are targeting the employers saying that that we have to get these vaccines because they are now getting paid. They're getting some kind of credit for getting their employees vaccinated.
Yeah, they give them a bonus.
They were offering, they set up to do the vaccines in bars. They were offering weed.
Yup.
$100 bonds and all that. It's like, man, anybody that's going through that length or that kind of thing, to make sure that you take something and listen to the Senate hearings. And they told them that there's stuff that's actually working. They brought the proof in, and then they still dismiss it. Then that means our governors and our legislators aren't doing
right.
their job. So, yeah, we really need to get at them.
Exactly. I feel the same, brother.
Okay. One other question, because there was a young lady who was asking about the trust earlier. About her car. Now, if you had if I had set up a trust and my, I think that one I set up, I probably have to just redo a different one. But this particular trust has the Syndex number through the motor vehicles. So they basically own that vehicle. Is that correct?
Say again.
Okay. I set up a trust some years ago, and it has for my vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that particular trust has its own Syndex number. So if I purchase a car and I give them that Syndex number and everything, it goes right into that trust. But
and
does that
the
mean...
And the title. You have to put the title.
And the title.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need,
going to buy a new car right now, when you go buy it, put the whole contract, all of it, inside the name of the trust from the beginning.
Okay. Okay. And then, so when I guess when the tags come back and everything,
it would be in the trust name.
It'll be in the trust name.
Yes.
Okay, so that still separates me. Okay, because I was thinking I need to do something different.
Or the trust to own it. The trust must be on the title or on the paperwork of the car.
Got you.
Okay.
Yeah,
wonderful talking to you. Peace, God.
All right, brother. All right.
All right, that was our show for today. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Like I said, once again, we got an upcoming webinar. Jonah Bay presents David Jose. It's going to be May 8th. And it's going to be how to get your kids back from CPS webinar. The tickets is $400. To purchase your tickets, go to jonahbay.com. Jonahbay.com. All right. And I guess we're shutting down the show for tonight. I'll see y'all again next week, Monday. Peace to the gods. We out.